Yay. Yay. Yahoo. Yahoo. Ah. All right, so it's 7 after the hour. You probably figured that out. If you're listening to my voice and it's familiar to you, you know that that's normally the way we start each of our hours, by giving you the time. The time is normally 7 minutes past the hour by the time we've established the theme so that you know it's the Good Day program. Good day. Good day. Today's a good day. And with a good day comes...
I love watching you when you do this.
Me, really? Okay. Glad. Happy to have you entertained, Richie. That's the whole idea. We're supposed to be entertaining. Streaming live video at DougStephan.com. Here's the good news of the day. We have good news. We're following also the couple of things on Facebook. But first, let's get to the good news. If Richie can fumble his way through. You know how this drives me nuts? How many times did I say I wanted to do the good news?
Four times. Yes.
Okay. So when I gave you the cue, it would have been my expectation that you'd have hit the button.
We have a cacophony of sounds going on. Hold on a minute. We still have this.
I don't need that anymore.
Right, yeah. And then we have that, too.
You could start with the other. You want to use the other good news thing? Most people like this good news.
It's good news week.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this one.
Nah, the other one's better.
All right, so let's go back to it.
Okay. So, the U.S. Appeals Court has ruled that video recording of police officers and public officials is protected by the First Amendment.
Yoo-hoo!
That means you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you can video a police officer, any public official, anywhere, anytime, under any condition, and they cannot stop you. You are not to be deterred from recording a police officer who may stop you for an infraction. If he says you can't, you say, yes, I can. And if he says you're under arrest, you say, good. And you go to court and you make him look foolish because the U.S. Appeals Court has ruled that you may do it.
Be careful,
though. You can go to the school committee and video. You can go to the city council and video. Be careful of what?
That is a double-edged sword.
How is
videotaping
that?
A circumstance, because then it becomes my word against his, and
how do you figure that out?
Well, no. It goes from being my word against his to.
So how is that dangerous if it comes out right on the video?
End up biting you in the rear end.
How?
If, in fact, you were wrong in some way and didn't realize it.
If you're foolish enough to, to use the video and you're wrong, then you get deserve to get bit in the butt.
There, too. I'm just saying. Right.
I just think that that's good thing. All right, so, Jennifer.
Yes.
On Facebook, we are asking people about the use of Groupon and Living Social and some of the other ways of getting discounts. What are you getting for people and how they're using it, and are they using it, and do they seem to be excited about it, or is it something that's flat?
Everybody is very excited about it.
They
haven't commented yet.
So then there isn't a big deal. I'm sort of surprised. I thought a lot of people use Groupon and Living Social, but apparently they don't.
They do.
They do.
Yes, absolutely.
But they're not excited about it, or they wouldn't be.
You know, it's not a big topic of conversation.
Okay, so here's the big topic. I'm following this thread here. The president's uncle, twice removed. Is that fair to say? Onyango Obama.
Right, half-brother to the father of President Obama.
So Onyango Obama was arrested here in Framingham. As the story puts it, about 20 miles west of Boston, 24 miles.
See, there's a guy who wouldn't want video of his arrest.
No.
No.
Mr. Obama is 67 years old. He apparently is here illegally. He was booked at the police station after running into a police cruiser. He was tested and found to have 1.4 on the breathalyzer test when 0.08 is acceptable, right? Or anything under that. Pled not guilty, being held without bail, waiting for the ICE guys to show up. He said that he was going to call the White House to get bail. Was that when he was sober or when he was
That's
under the...
That's what I love to hear.
That isn't too cool.
I'm going to call the White House.
All right.
You're in big trouble.
Yeah.
So bad.
Okay, so let's see here. What is being said? Winnie says he didn't kill anybody. What's the big deal?
Wow.
That's a good point.
That is a point, I guess. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. While it will not prevent immigration officials from letting Kenyans in by plane and then overstaying their visas, donating to this cause since Obama refuses to secure the border will help us all greatly. I don't know what donating to this cause means, unless there is some sort of a fund being put together to get this guy out of jail, because apparently the White House didn't bail him out because he's still in jail, without bail. So why would he be without bail? Not because he's a murderer or anything, but because he's here illegally. Right? Isn't that how that works?
Right.
Yeah, they'd probably keep him.
Hmm. Let's see here. The illegals are clogging up our system, thanks to the judges. They just have to pay a fine. If you doubt this, read the police news. Is that true? They just pay a fine and they can get illegal? I thought the illegals had to be deported.
Mm-mm.
They can pay a fine and just walk out.
Yeah,
they're not deporting.
If ICE gets involved,
they're
still
not deporting anybody. Unless they just last week changed their policy, as a matter of fact.
Oh, they did. That's right.
To
yeah.
try and go for the more violent criminals who are actually here illegally and pretty much let loose, just kind of tag and let loose the nonviolent criminals.
Mm-hmm. Would there be such a big deal about an illegal from Kenya if he were not named Obama? Duh.
Mm. Yeah, we would not hear this story in Los Angeles had this just happened.
Oh, my God. Let's see here. Could he please go by Washington and pick up his nephew on his way back to Kenya?
Oh, jeez.
Let's
see here. A few other comments that are of interest and importance. Let's see here. Stop and think. Why are you not telling us about all the illegals that get picked up in Wellesley, Dover, Sherburn? Those are the exclusive communities. Framingham is a moderate blue collar. It's a sort of, it's a like every man's town. There's an area of town where the high people, the high rollers live, and there's parts of town where there are a lot of different elements, shall we say. People are taking the shots at the local newspaper for running the story, which I find pretty interesting.
Really? Yeah, everybody would run this story. Who wouldn't run this story?
Of course you'd run this story. Yeah. Framingham man would not be illegally in the country and would not be an ICE person if he had not been caught. There we go. There's a brilliant tip. He wouldn't have been caught if he didn't run into the police cruiser. If you didn't hear the story, he ran into the police cruiser and never hit his brakes. Police cruiser was parked along the side of the road. This guy's driving his SUV, a Mitsubishi, and runs into the police cruiser, never hits his brakes.
Was that the actual noise from the scene?
It was. We have sound.
Yeah, exactly. We've got it covered. All right, so anyway, that's for that. Don't you think?
I like it.
Right.
It's just a fun story.
It is.
It's one of those fun stories.
But the best story is the U.S. Appeals Court saying that if you want to video record police officers and public officials, you are completely protected under the First Amendment.
Let me ask you this.
If I whip out
my iPhone the next time I get pulled over, do I have to read him his Miranda rights? Anything you can say may be held against you in the court of law?
Yeah. Listen. You're on your own, pal.
I'm gonna read the next guy that pulls me. If I disagree with him, that is.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If I feel that I was in the wrong.
How is your life in general? 16 after the hour, the question of the morning, question of the day, question of the week, question of the month. Men, how are you doing? How are things with you when it comes to getting up in the middle of the night? And having to go to the bathroom, it's kind of a bore, right? Kind of a drag. Remember that old song by the Buckinghams?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a drag.
Kind of a drag.
That's right. This is a drag. And the reason that you're having to do this is because your prostate is not functioning properly. So that means you need to see a doctor for a checkup, and you need to start taking the Master Prostate Formula. Master Prostate Formula. Yeah. If you're getting up in the middle of the night.
Kind of a drag.
Ah, what a drag it is.
When you
Master of Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get out of that drag, and get a good all-night's rest. This is all natural. Best part, you can get a free bottle of Master Prostate right now by calling 800-716-6520. 800-716-6520. They have a million bottles of this. They're going fast, however. Thousands every day are calling 800-716-6520 to get their free bottle of Master Prostate. So you'll see, as you take the bottle, it'll fix up whatever it is that's going on in your system, and you won't be getting up, and you say, okay, I'm going to stay on this. Never mind the fact that if it does help you eliminate those frequent trips to the bathroom. But the real thing is, it's protecting your prostate, keeping it working, keeping it healthy, and that's important for your longevity. So call now for your free bottle. You'll pay a shipping and handling fee. That's it. Call for your bottle of Master Prostate. Get the right name, Master Prostate. 800-716-6520.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
How do I love evalues? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day Evalue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with evalues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on Plus. One item for membership, no late checks.
It is with sadness that I announce the passing of Tom Kowalski, a broadcaster known as Killer Kowalski. He was a sports guy, played for the Detroit Lions, 51 years old, the latest to suffer the pains and rebukes, if you will, of not having proper helmets. 51. The guy's 51. Played for Detroit.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Crazy.
The dog or the guy?
I am Charlotte right now. Charlotte's thinking, that guy's nuts.
Down on the floor doing shake your booty.
Shake your booty.
The good news is the first day of trading after Hurricane Irene brought a sharp surge to U.S. stocks. Sort of a relief to investors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up after the opening bell about 1.5% and then went up through the course of the day. So that's good news.
Hey, I know we're going to do our top five here, but quick thought on that.
Yes, Rich.
I wonder how many people invest in Home Depot the day before a hurricane.
I don't know. They
smart
ought to
ones.
Been smart.
Yeah. 800-510-8255
is always the connection line. Doug at DougStephan.com is the email address. Follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's time now for us to review the top five songs from this week in 1976. Here's how this gig works. We're going to play you, as we are right now, an excerpt, a snippet, if you will, of one of the top songs. We'll go in order from number five to number one. You will identify the artist and the tune. Get from number five to number one without a flaw, and you get a swell prize from us here on the Good Day program. So in the background, number five, who is this group? What's this song? All right. Let's move to, we've had enough of that. I think Richie always got that. Number four. What a great pop song this is. This week in 1976. Who are these guys? What's the name of their song? Crank it up, Richie.
I'd really love to see you tonight. Whole lot of names involved in this, two people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there are a lot of names. Okay, up next, number three. Not a hard one to figure out. Again, great pop music.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Who is it, Richie?
Somebody's ringing that bell.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, Richie.
Do me a favor.
Yeah?
Open the door.
Let him in, okay?
All right, that's number three. Who's singing that? Here's number two, the favorite. That's my favorite of the top five. I love this song.
As long as you live.
Yeah.
Someone who loves you. Tender like I.
Had this guy on the show before.
Yeah. Was he the one who couldn't? Was it Al Green or him?
No, Al Green was a great interview. This guy was not much to talk to. Nice guy. Very nice guy. Just not a whole lot
to say. Not much going on. All right, so who is this guy? What's the name of this song? Which is number two during this week. 1976.
We've got to get this in.
The wind-up, Richie.
Yeah. Bouncing on my ball.
Yeah. Okay. Number one. What a great contribution for these guys. Again, middle of the disco era. And these guys are the kings of the disco era. music.
Is your head bouncing? Because mine is.
Yeah, you can't not have your head bouncing here. And your body. I'm not on the ball. Richie is.
I am.
But you can watch the two of us bouncing back and forth following the stream at DougSteffen.com. All right, so let's do a quick review. 800-510-8255. Call that number now if you figured it out. If you haven't, here's a review of the top five songs for this week in 1976. Number five. Name of group and name of song, please. Number four. Number three.
Oops.
Number three. Wasn't both number four and number three. This is number three.
That'd be a trick.
This song's been another list, I think.
This song's been another list?
Yeah.
Pop song. Number two.
You'll never find.
That's enough of that. Number one. All right. You got to figure it out. 800-510-8255 for the swell prize that you've never won before. Identifying the top five songs. Now's your turn. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the U.S. Appeals Court for the First Circuit ruled that video recording police officers and public officials is protected by the First Amendment. Provided your recording takes place while they are performing their public duties, public video is now an established right. In other news, Amazon has been working on its own tablet computer, and Forrester Research is making bold claims of its future success. Published in Forbes, the group believes Amazon could sell 3 to 5 million tablets by the end of the fourth quarter. As seen with the HP touchpad's recent popularity, a low price tag could be the key to finally competing with Apple's iPad. And finally, Walmart launched its platform for renting online movies, and it's proven to be its largest online success to date. Walmart's Vudu service has already eclipsed Sony and Amazon's streaming video efforts. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Roofing pros, here's a competitive advantage for you. The Home Depot has premium durable GAF shingles now at a bulk price. So when you're bidding, you can back each roofing project with GAF's limited lifetime warranty for a lot less. And that bulk price on GAF shingles can mean lower bids for you, uncompromised quality for your customers, and more business down the road. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk about life, liberty,
and
the pursuit of happiness. Welcome to another great American day, the Doug Steffen Good Day Way, for you to get yourself informed, enlightened. It's a provocative program with amusing anecdotal features sort of sprinkled in to a discussion of the reality of your life, the laughs, the frustrations, sadness, all part of the emotional life that you have, and we try to touch on each of those. I was saddened by the death of that fellow Kowalski, 51 years old, a sports broadcaster who suffered injuries because of not having proper protection. The headgear and all that other stuff becomes...
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Never mind. Well, move along.
And so, it is with pleasure that Jennifer is going to announce the fate of another important broadcaster, perhaps the most loved or beloved. What's the difference between loved and beloved? If you're loved or beloved.
Well, if you're loved, you're loved. And then when you're beloved, somebody be loving you. I think that's
Thank
different.
Thank you for that clarification, Jennifer. Very helpful. Indeed. Maybe somebody else would like to take another shot at clarifying that even better than Jennifer did. What's the difference between being loved and being beloved? 800-510-8255. Who can you think of? That'd be a great question also for Facebook. Who can you think of? The Facebook thing is really great because it gives you a quick shot at answering a question while you're moving along. Okay, just okay, Facebook. Here's my most beloved person. Like,
and sometimes people don't want to call us, which is weird. I would want to talk to us if I were them. Oh,
but it takes less effort to do. Everybody's into less effort.
It's just quick. It's easy.
Quick. Bing, bang, boom.
Texty.
Like, I would say one of the most beloved public servants who's still alive is Colin Powell. Would you agree with that?
No.
By some.
Yeah. No.
I wouldn't. I would think somebody like, let's see, You know who's pretty beloved is Bill Clinton.
Yeah, okay.
And even people who didn't like him or didn't vote for him like him now.
They wish he was president. They really do. Please bring him back. Let's have a third term. All right, so we're in the middle also of identifying the top five songs from this week in 1976. Richie, would you like to do a quick review, please?
All right,
numbers
be
five through number one.
Take that over for you. Shake, shake, shake. Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Shake, shake, shake.
That's number five. Your job is to identify the tunes and the artists. Number four.
I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to
do a better job of editing this down.
But there's a warm wind.
What do you mean?
So we get to this point.
Really love to see
quicker.
Oh, no, no.
Number three.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Somebody ringing the bell.
Is this one too?
No. Yeah, yeah. This is the part. This is the great part.
Takes too long.
I can't. I'll talk to Paul McCartney. Oh, sorry about that.
Number two.
You'll never find.
There's number three for you.
As long as
and no, it's
two.
Not Chad Bono.
Okay, number one. Let's get to it. 800-510-8255. John is in Muncie, Pennsylvania. Thinks he can identify the artists and the tunes. All right, take it away, John.
Morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. How are you?
I am well. How about yourself?
I'm well. Have I ever spoken with you before?
No, sir.
Never. Well, it's my pleasure to have you here. It's nice you to have joined us. Let's see how smart you are, how good you are. Listen to the confidence in his voice.
I
this
have a
guy,
good feeling about
he's
it.
Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, John.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Casey and the Sunshine Band, Shake Your Booty.
Number five, that it is. Number four?
England Dan and John Ford Coley, Really Love to See You Tonight.
You got it. Number three?
Number three is Paul McCartney, Open the Door, Let Me In.
And number two?
Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine.
Number one?
Is the Bee Gees, Should Be Dancing.
Yes, sir!
Yay!
Hey, you got it. All right, so tell us about you, John, and your musical taste. How old are you, by the way?
How old am I?
A better question. Where were you in 1976 when these songs were big hits?
1976, when these songs were hits, I was listening to WABC-TV out of New York with Dan Ingram. Sitting in the garage of my parents' house, stripping paint off of a 56 Packard, day in and day out.
Cool. Very fun.
And where is that 56 Packard right now, please?
I think about 10 years ago, my dad had it drug away to the junkyard.
Ah,
No.
Yes.
My God, that thing would be worth a lot of dough if it were properly restored. You can restore almost anything these days, you know.
You can. It was my brother's, and he drove it around a while, and it got some bumps and dings, and then my parents moved, and then it just sat, and that was the end of that one.
What a shame.
That is a shame.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, John?
I'm a pharmacist.
A pharmacist in Muncie?
In Williamsport.
Williamsport, okay.
Yep.
And you
What's the most popular drug in your pharmacy? What do people get most?
Probably the most popular ones are cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's probably our most popular class.
All right. So I'm going to take business away from you. You can lower your cholesterol naturally. You don't need to take all those if you take the red yeast rice things. You know that, right?
Right.
But you don't make any money. The drug companies don't make any money. So, therefore, you wouldn't advise that to any of your clients.
Well, there are good alternatives sometimes for people.
Right. Yeah, that's very well put, John. Yep. Very nicely done. How's your family? You have a nice family?
I have a terrific family. I have two girls who are excellent, terrific soccer players. I just took my first oldest daughter off to college last Thursday.
Where is she going to school?
Cool.
She's going to St. Francis University, and she's going to be a physician's assistant.
Really?
Awesome.
A lot of jobs in the medical area. You could have brought her to Heidelberg. I could have gotten you a deal there.
Well, I wish I would have talked to you a few months ago.
Well, listen, now you didn't call, so.
If things don't work out, let us know.
Okay. We'll move her over there. All right, John, you sound like a good guy. I'm glad you're a listener. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Take good care of
yourself. I like your show, guys. It's terrific.
Thank you. We like you, too. You're terrific. We're terrific. Ho, hee, hi. What is there about what's in the water today? You know what? I'm actually drinking a new kind of orange juice.
Really?
This is it, yes.
And what's different about this orange juice that makes you a little silly, giddy today?
I don't know. It's an organic orange juice. It comes from a little supplier, and it's one of those. I don't buy the stuff that comes from the big companies.
Mm-hmm.
I look for the small companies and local if you can get them. This isn't local, but it's a an outfit out of Georgia, as I recall. I don't remember. I just looked at the label. You know what? I have become a label reader at my own insistence. After telling people for, these many years, read the label, I have finally started to take my own advice. And I'm very careful about where things come from. I'm very careful about what's in there. And you know what really got me started on? Not only me talking about it, but because in the dairy store I sell raw milk, and I've urged everybody to look at the label, the nutrition label on my raw milk, and look at the nutrition label on a regular bottle of milk, and you see the difference. So, I don't know, but I think I have off and on through my life read labels, but this really, I think, is an experience that made it meaningful. Always look at the label. Always look at the label. Very important.
I do.
Yeah.
Labels are a big thing.
Oh, yeah. They're very important.
Because usually the third or fourth ingredient in many things you buy off the shelf is high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, right. You don't want that. Don't need that. All right, Richie, in a moment, let's see if we can do a couple of things here. I want to give Jennifer time, but I also want to find a couple of very interesting stories from DougStephan.com. So we will find out for you what's new at DougStephan.com in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Dateline, Miami.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
A passenger at MIA in trouble today after being caught with snakes in his pants.
Snakes in the pants.
Snakes in his pants.
Looking like a fool with the snakes in
the TSA
pants.
TSA right on the job. These guys, you can't fool these guys at the TSA.
No, you can't.
Never.
Excuse me, sir. They said that there snake were in your pants?
Seven cold-blooded snakes in this guy's pants.
That?
Right. Wasn't clear where in the man's pants the snakes were hiding.
I have an idea.
Or whether the snakes
nice
were
warm spot.
Venomous. Identified, unidentified passenger did not stop at sneaking snakes on the plane. Authorities say he also had three tortoises hidden in his pants as well.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Snakes in the plane.
That's weird.
What is the problem? Where did these people come up with these ideas? These nutbird people.
How much money do you need to be able to make on a snake to stick one in your pants and try and sneak it in through the airport?
Yeah.
With tortoises, don't forget. Those things can get really big.
Well, the snakes need something to eat, don't they?
Let's see here. Somebody said, Terrence Wright serves him right. The argument could be made that his mental state may have been unstable, you think? Serves him right for being arrested, basically. Okay. And then the usual, what guys have in their pants, and we don't need to go into that. All right, so that's that one. All right, Richard, there's one other one.
There's not much in his pants if he has room for snakes and tortoises. I'm pretty right. sure. Jeez.
Okay, so this is Dateline Phoenix.
Okay.
A running of the bulls like they have in Spain has been considered in a Phoenix suburb. Cave Creek, which is outside of Phoenix.
Doesn't sound like a good place to do a running of the bulls.
Had a permit, but it's been revoked. Permit would have sanctioned the event for October. The town doesn't want to be liable in case the bulls get out of control.
Duh.
They said if you come up with a $3 million insurance plan to the promoters, you can have the permit back again. The fellow, his name is Felipe Imordino. Wants to,
good.
Yeah. Hey, pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Also at DougStephan.com today, we have, once again, the listing of the Dancing with the Stars cast members.
And which... we were almost 100% right yesterday. There was only one that we missed.
Really? What's the, who did we miss?
Well, I gave you the
Nancy Grace
yesterday.
Is out with any luck?
No, Nancy Grace is in. The only one I missed, Carson Kressley, who's that celebrity stylist, fashion designer man.
What?
From Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He's in joining David Arquette, Chaz Bono, Rob Kardashian. We see the job.
Ricky Lake.
Nancy Grace, Chyna Phillips, Hope
Solo.
Wait
a minute, hold on a second. Nancy Grace?
She'll be out pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, who cares about watching
She sticks her feet in her mouth all the time. She'll be out.
Yeah, Ron Artest, Ricky Lake, J.R. Martinez, Elizabeth Canales, and Kristen Cavallari.
Ron Artest?
Yes. They always perform well. The athletes always do really well on the show.
Guy's a jerk, though.
Who is he?
We'll see. Maybe he'll
change
his
one of the
image.
Basketball players for, I think it was Detroit, when he climbed up into the stands and started wailing on the fans.
That's that guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is he's currently playing with the L.A. Lakers, and this show, if he continues all the way through, will go to December. Basketball season starts in October, so I don't know how he's going to work that out. But
All right. Also at DougStephan.com, there's a new slideshow with pictures of some of the damage caused by the hurricane this past weekend. Take a look at these photos. You'll know the storm is no joke. And I don't think that the jokes haven't been aimed at the people who have suffered the storm or the storm itself. They've been aimed at the news media and the meteorological mayhem that came from the coverage of it. But this is, especially if you're in upstate New York, perhaps more devastation there in Vermont than anywhere else. Even though the storm was not a hurricane, it just brought so much water. Ugh. The video of the day today, Richie.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people holding up over 1,500 photographs in 100 seconds. It's very amusing, very interesting. Just check it out. The video, we have always, there's no audio with this, but lots of people holding up 1,500 photographs in 100 seconds. All right, so what else, Jen, from the world of television is important?
Well, very good news for Dodger fans. Vin Scully, who has been with the team for 63 seasons.
Isn't that amazing? God bless him.
Is coming back. He'll be doing the TV broadcast for the Dodgers next year. Yeah. Very exciting. And maybe his contract will allow him to go beyond that. So hopefully we'll have Vinny for a while. Also, we have to mention, even though it's been everywhere, Matthew Fox from Lost. He was involved with quite the little tiff over the weekend. He was apparently intoxicated. He was trying to get on a party bus, and the party bus driver tried to get him off because he wasn't supposed to be on the bus. This was not his party. And so she got hit by him in the groin area and in her chest. She ended up punching him back. Matthew Fox was arrested, and now she's pressing charges, so legal troubles for Mr. Fox. Have you ever tried to sneak on a party bus?
Is this true?
I have.
I think it's going to be a Comedy Central roast of Mike Tyson and Charlie Sheen?
Yes. No, of Charlie Sheen, and Mike Tyson's going to be one of the roasters.
Oh. What a,
pretty exciting stuff. Also, good news if you're like Hot in Cleveland, it's coming back for a third season November 30th. The X's will follow that.
The X's, what does that mean?
It's a new show with Wayne Knight, Donald Faison. We've talked about it a little bit. And Kristen Johnson from Third Rock.
Yeah, I must not have been paying attention.
I know.
Wayne Knight from Seinfeld.
51 after on Good Day.
We enjoyed it. Wind and rain and shine. That umbrella.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the highlight of your day, maybe listening and spending some time with us, I hope that's the case. The highlight of my day is spending time with you, whether it be Richie, Jennifer, all of you who are friends and family. It's kind of a neat thing to be able to talk with and share things, hopefully helpful things. Certainly that's the case when Michael McMaster joins us, as he does right now, from his perch, and I say perch because I think that he is, although he wouldn't tell you this, he's a little higher, and I don't mean like the guy, like Obama's uncle. I mean, when it comes to understanding how things work, he's on a little higher, the reference is usually to being on a higher plane. I was interested, Michael, in your read on this group of skeptics that's offering $1 million to the so-called world of celebrity psychics. Any celebrity psychic, if you can prove your abilities in certain controlled experiments, they give you $1 million. Why is it that people are so skeptical about folks who are sensitive?
There's a whole magazine out. It's called Skeptical Inquirer.
Right. The guy who was Uri's
attacks
nemesis.
Uri. Yeah. Basically, the whole reason this magazine got started is because of Uri.
Uri, yeah.
And now they just try and disprove anything that you can't explain. Anything that you can't explain, they try and disprove it.
Right.
Okay, let me say something first about that. I'm intuitive. I've done this for 30 years, and I've seen like 45,000 people, and it's been by word of mouth. And the reason for that is because I'm good at what I do, and everybody has intuitiveness. And I know there was somebody who was offering $1 million before. His name was Randy somebody.
Yeah, it's Randy.
And,
And here's the difference. Randy is a magician. So Randy thinks that everything is a trick.
Right.
And that's a perspective that he comes from. And he doesn't understand what it is to be intuitive. So, you know, that's what he offers, $1 million. But everybody has it, and everybody uses it every day. They just don't go out to the world and say, you know, I have this intuitive ability. But, you know, each one of you has it and have used it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has it. But it's difficult to do in controlled setting because you never know if it's going to work or not. Like, mine doesn't work 100% all the time, but it works when I need it. But in a controlled setting, it's very difficult to... It depends what test they give you as well.
Yeah. What do you find most rewarding about being sensitive, Michael?
Helping people. Being able to give somebody something that maybe they couldn't understand or they had no other way of finding an answer, but helping people.
What might be an example of that?
Maybe understanding a situation they're in to do with a relationship. It could be a health issue. It could be anything, or just gaining some kind of clarity on anything, because for a lot of people, it's very difficult to see beyond where they are because they become, you know, very confused and consumed about the situation. So just helping them see something clearly. And everybody has the ability to do it, though. That's why we have intuition. Like I said before, it's sort of like the roadmap for us on how to get through life. So I try to teach people to connect with that intuition, so that they can solve the problems themselves, so they don't have to worry about somebody else doing it for them.
Aren't most of the questions about either health, relationships, or business and money?
Money. Oh, money. Yeah.
Money. Most questions about money.
Absolutely, because people are very afraid that they're not going to have retirement. They're not going to have enough money to send their kids
to
college.
So do you get questions from people based on their fears? Is that what motivates people to come to you? I'm afraid. Please help me understand.
Absolutely. A lot of it is fear, and they just don't have an answer to a situation. And so I try to give them the clarity to understand the situation so that they can move forward. So for me, it's not so much about, say, predicting the future so much, which I can do. I've proven that many times. But it's helping people gain clarity so that they can move forward, give them the tools to be able to move forward and help their own life.
Thus, the CDs on wealth and miracles and happiness made simple. There's a whole raft of CDs that you can access. You go to Michael-McMaster, MCMASTER.com, Michael-McMaster.com. You will have clarity. If you were to take just one of the, if we're talking about business or money, and you're issuing sort of a challenge, okay, help me with this, the Simple Wealth CD may be the one that helps you and your belief system. If you don't believe miracles can happen, you're not in the right pew, because miracles do happen every day. And you can make your own by understanding how you, I guess understanding how to get out of your own way, much as anything else.
Exactly.
So
right.
You can go to DougStefan.com, click on Michael's picture. If you go to the contributors box, first picture there goes to Michael's website, and you can get one of these CDs, Michael-McMaster.com. Help yourself to a better life with Michael McMaster. Thank you, Michael, as usual. Very helpful. 59 After on Good Day.